This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
All right, good afternoon.
What's happening? ¿Cómo está mi gente? Oh, God. Hola, mi gente de He Said, Ella Dijo. Thank you for listening. What's
fixing
happening?
Fixing your hair. You have a couple flyaways going on. Let me just fix those for you.
Thank you.
Listen, it's been so great answering all these listener questions. We're going to continue with more of that today. But I want to talk a minute about, do you want me on your team?
Why do you want to talk about that?
Why is our son walking around the house singing, pick up your game?
Because my son appreciates my talent and my efforts.
Well, I appreciate it too.
No, you make fun of it.
No, that is not true. I appreciate your talent.
I was driving and we're listening to music.
And you know, I'm just craving putting this song on.
No, and then you know how my new car, there's this big screen that when you play music, the cover of the album comes up, right? Uh-huh. Like a big face. So I was playing, of course, Alejandro Sanz, and I'm teaching him about Alejandro. And he's like, oh, look at him. Is that him? And I said, you know what's funny? And do you recognize this artist over here?
You.
And I played it. And guess what? My son loves Pick Up Your Game.
Literally going around the house, I hear, you and me on your tee. Oh my.
It was awesome.
Goodness. It's pretty funny.
My son.
I started singing it then. I was like, oh my God.
You know what? I was listening to it and it's very catchy. It's stupid, but it's very catchy.
I
will never understand how it wasn't a big hit. Like Doja Cat or like Olivia Rodrigo or like Cameron. What is her name? Cameron, whatever her name is that I like a lot.
I don't know.
The blondie that is dating the actor. Carpenter.
Carpenter.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter. I'm going, how come I'm not one of those? At 51, I should.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you were in your 20s and had millions and millions of dollars behind the song, then maybe it's possible.
It was going to be possible. You had the potential.
Can we talk about your new car that you crashed into the gate? Why'd you crash our new car? Into the gate?
Because
I didn't crash the car this time, guys.
I got up in a bad mood. My stomach has been killing me.
You've been in a bad mood every day.
Yeah, I don't want to rehash my gate closing on my freaking car because my husband refuses to time it. Instead of closing automatically after like maybe a 2 minutes or 3 minutes, no, after a minute and 30 seconds, the thing closes. And I don't want to talk about it because I will stop talking.
I'm literally checking back with our gig guy on the text as we
Ridiculous.
Speak.
Ridiculous.
Not my
guys,
fault.
The amount of people that gate has hit, car service is picking us up, friends, nanny, cleaners, everybody has tasted the closing of this freaking gate.
My God.
So and now it was my turn with my brand new car.
But it was kind of, you got to take some accountability.
No, I'm not going to take any accountability.
Oh my God.
Anyways, well, I don't want to talk about it. Scratch. I don't want to talk about it. Annoying.
All right. Let's jump in to some listener questions. At M. Stewart, what is your biggest pet peeve you have about the other? Haven't we talked about this before?
When Eric doesn't call the gate guy to adjust the timing so it doesn't close on people's cars.
Oh, and mine is when I ask Roslyn to do something and it takes me 10 times to ask her to do something.
Yeah. But it gets done.
10 times. So I'll call the gate guy eventually.
Okay.
At Sion Hopper, what do you do when you are on hiatus from a project? Well, Roslyn goes crazy. Am I safe to say?
I'm going crazy.
She doesn't start knitting. She doesn't start doing hobbies. She just goes crazy. She just gets really antsy and can't wait to be off hiatus. I don't know if the family drives her crazy. I'm not sure.
No, I love family.
You don't enjoy the family time?
I love it. I listen, there's a part of me that I'm obsessive when it comes to this routine that I do when I'm not working, which is I get up and, you know, deal with the kids and I have to fix all the bedrooms. So everything, I have a very specific routine that is like an autopilot that I enjoy. But
what is your routine? You get up you get up an hour after I do.
Really?
But really? But I don't know routine. You do a ton of stuff, but I've never seen a routine.
That's my routine. Yes. I get up.
My routine is like you do something the same thing over.
Yeah, I check the dishes. Then I go to Dina's bedroom. I make the bed. I make my bed. I make everybody's bed. Everything is perfect. Then I go back to the kitchen to continue the madness. I have a very, very specific routine. Then everybody leaves. I go to the bathroom. Then I change and I work out. I have a routine. So the routine is fantastic and I crave it. When I'm home away working for months, I cannot wait to be home so I can go back to my specific routine and take care of the kids and Eric, blah, blah, blah. But then
Eric? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, to the best of my abilities. When I do that for 2 months and hiatus is nowhere to, I don't see an end in sight, then I get very antsy.
Just got to pick up a game.
I have to pick up my game.
Well, what do? I don't know. I sometimes take guitar lessons and I find a way to stay busy. I don't know why. I just find a way.
Find a way to get busy. Although, you know what? I'm going to do this for myself. So get ready. Because I know that once work starts, it's going to be like chaotic and nonstop. And everything's going to come at the same time. And I had this astrologer say to me, you need to take advantage of this moment because it's going to change very soon. So whatever your interests are that you love doing, do it now because you're not going to have time. I went to New York to do this big, I can't say anything now, but they use my voice for a big game. Anyways, I was by myself and I went to watch two plays. I saw Chicago because my dream is to be able to play Roxy Hart or Velma. And then I went to see Rachel McAdams on Mary Jane, another Broadway show. Mm-hmm. So I went to do theater by myself and I came back so inspired and so excited. And I need to get my ass to dance class and voice lessons if I ever want to be able to accomplish my dream, which is go do Broadway because right now I'm not ready. So I told my agent, I had a big sit down with my agent saying, listen, this is my goal. This is what I want to do this. Give me some time to train. So I should be, instead of looking at Instagram, I should be looking at scheduling classes for me to go back to dance class and singing classes. That's what I should be doing.
That's a good call. I like that. Take up another, take an instrument, take piano back up. Somebody just asked me about taking guitar now that I'm trying to learn. If I ever 20 years ago actually played guitar, I have never played guitar. Even when I faked it on Days of Our Lives, I just learned a couple chords. I don't play guitar. Fully learning for the first time. But you did take piano for years. Why don't you jump back into a hobby like that?
I should. I was very good.
I believe you. So many potential hobbies were lining up for you on your long hiatus.
But I want to be doing nothing and be miserable and cry and hate life.
Sit in the wallow of, or how do you say it? I don't know, something like that. Soaking in the misery? Why?
Es que uno se harta.
Why?
Estoy harta de odio.
Como it's a choice. It's a personal choice.
It is, I know.
You have a choice. It's just hard. You know, destiny.
It just gets tiring, Eric, you know. And guys, we deal with so many executives and we have so many things going and everything is such a struggle. I just had a good friend of mine that is a big star, big star, that by mistake sent a text to me that was not meant for me.
No way.
Yeah. And it was basically complaining to her manager about something, right? And I read it and I'm going, this is clearly not meant for me. So I text back saying, what's up? And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was meant for my manager. I'm going, are you seriously going through this? And she's like, yep, it never ends. And I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And this is at a big level.
But does that give you any bit of peace that
no,
other
no,
people
what?
Are going through?
For me, I was like, wow, this is just God sent, you know, because I'm always going, when is the struggle going to end of trying to prove to people your worth and all that? And then to have somebody like that go through the same thing, it was kind of validating to me that going, you know what, not validating, it actually sucks when you go, I guess it's never going to change.
But if we go back to our previous episodes with actor Jason Canella, opening, shining a light on the journey that you're on and the path that you chose, even the auditions, even the struggle, that is the part you need to embrace.
No, gracias.
Okay. Trying to help.
I'm joking.
Trying to help.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos
antibióticos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
At Blanca Castello, I'm curious if people in your personal life call Rosalind Mrs. Winter. Definitely not. It's unfortunate. I've been called Mr. Sanchez far more than she's ever been called Mrs. Winter. Like far more. I've been at hotels where like Mr. Sanchez, like I'm not Mr. Sanchez.
I love it.
Get out of here.
I'm going,
man.
Yes, no, he's available. Yeah. Sanchez.
It drives me crazy. She needs to be a Mrs. Winter. Please, everybody, start referring to her as Mrs. Winter.
No, my name is Rosalind Sanchez.
When you comment on social media, just say, Mrs. Winter, we love.
I said Rosalind Sanchez. That's my
Sanchez artist. Hyphen Winter.
Yeah, my license, like personal stuff, I use Winter, absolutely, 100%.
By the way, that was like a huge negotiation, too.
What?
Because she did not want to even come close to changing her name or hyphenate in her name, anything. That was a battle.
And I did.
That was a battle.
Let me ask you something, guys. How do you feel about this? He's not going to be happy with what I'm going to say. So it was a battle for me. No, you be careful.
I didn't do anything. What I got to be careful for?
Okay. So this is a good topic. So he took him forever. He was so mad because I was not using Winter. So I changed my IDs and my credit cards. Now they have Winter, which is okay. He's my husband. Not a problem. Then we've been together 19 years, right? Mm-hmm. And he was previously married, right? And the first letter of the ex-wife starts with an A. So he had a lot of, accounts and corporations and a lot of correspondence, correspondencia, que era EA Winter. So to this day, I get mail on a daily basis, right? And all of his big accounts.
How do you get my mail?
Just, your mom brings it up to the house and I see it. And everything is EA Winter with the initial of the ex-wife. So at the very beginning, why are you laughing? At the very beginning, I was like, you know, Eric, I think that's a little bit uncalled for because I don't know if you'll appreciate me going RG Sanchez. Okay. So no. oh, it's too difficult. It's a nightmare dealing with the banks and making all those changes, which I get, but he's very diligent about it. No, but you're really incredibly on point when it comes to things that are much more difficult.
Not more tedious than this.
Listen to me. No, I don't
this
care. I don't care about tedious. I care about respect. Okay? And to this day, two kids later, 19 years together, all his accounts and all his stuff, still a lot of them.
Huge. That's not true.
EA. I want to open up the panel.
That is not true.
I want to open up the panel to all of our listeners, the beautiful, he said, Ella Dijo community. And please do tell.
Okay.
Your feelings.
Because they can't comment at the moment. Let me at least give my rebuttal or counter to this whole thing.
You don't have a counter.
Yes. Partial counter. I don't disagree.
Okay.
I don't disagree. I wish I didn't have it. I wish so much of my acting stuff was not embedded already into that corporation. Now, I don't have multiple accounts. I have one singular account
that should be changed
to a corporation. Now, the other thing is, it's not just changing an account. That's the easy part. Transferring the money, changing the name on an account, that's the easy part. It's in our business, as you know, every residual royalty, everything
you have
that's
your team
ever
take care
been
of
linked for 20
you
years to my
name. You have a business manager that can take care of it in half a day.
So just because...
Now I don't care anymore.
Because I love
at
my wife.
At this point, go grow old with that reminder. It's okay. I don't really care anymore. I just wanted to open the conversation to see if I was wrong.
I'm not trying to grow old to any reminder, but because I love you so much, I'm going to call Monica today and ask what that would take.
Okay, 20 years later, but it's okay. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Anyways.
How could you not even be like, wow, I heard you. All the therapy we've been through, and I actually heard
because
you.
Because you're put on the spot, because I've been telling you. Actually,
I could have easily just fought this.
I think because there's no way to fight it.
Yeah, no, I could have just been arguing right now.
No, not at all, because you have no argument. Anyway, especially you, that Mr. Argumentation. Is that even a word?
I don't know.
Mr. I think I'm a lawyer.
Argumentative?
Argumentation?
Argumentative.
No, though you're wrong. I don't know.
I don't think I'm wrong.
Anyways, so next topic. The other question is from Germany.
Argumentative communication.
Okay,
that was
argumentative. Sabrina Reiklet. I apologize if I am saying it wrong.
Reiklet, yeah, that's German.
Germany wanted to know if you have a favorite place you model or worked in Europe. That's for you because I never modeled in Europe.
You modeled in Puerto Rico.
I modeled in Puerto Rico. I can tell you the different
favorite city in Puerto
bars
Rico.
that I do swimsuit modeling in Puerto Rico. El Ocho Negro, El Río Piedra, El Hotel Caribe Hilton, Isadora, La Discoteca. Where else?
La Discoteca.
The discotheque.
You modeled in the discotheque?
Isadora.
You were like a box dancing girl?
No. Oh. It was like a fashion show that they will do it in Isadora, the Caribbean Hilton.
Thank God.
Or was it La Concha? I don't know what hotel it was.
To answer your question, oh, so many favorites.
No, I modeled in New York too. I did a lot of catalog in New York.
There you go. So many favorites. In Europe, you know this, Barcelona is one of my favorite cities ever, modeling there. But I was in Germany a ton, in Hamburg, loved it there. And Italy, love it. And France, Paris. I mean, I have so many. I don't have a singular, favorite spot, but definitely very fortunate to have experienced that time in my life.
Any other thing you want to discuss before going to hot topics?
I don't know. I mean, you put me on the spot with one. I thought I made a very nice adjustment. I didn't get mad. I heard you.
Why would you
get
mad?
I feel like I'm...
Why would you
Because you
mad?
Said this is going to upset you. It didn't upset me.
No, not upset you in terms of like getting mad. Upset you in terms of like, why is she speaking about this? Like embarrassment as the word that I was going for.
No. I don't think I got embarrassed.
Okay.
But I think I heard you. I feel like I practice so much. Well, I try to practice the therapist stuff with communication and I get no credit for it when I say I heard you. Like I'm hearing you.
I appreciate it.
Just staring daggers at me, guys, right now. This is
not at all.
Not good. Let me ask you this. You don't really like sports that much, I guess, to be that. Maybe you won't find this that. Yeah, this girl I told you about, Caitlin Clark, the one that's like this big college. She just got drafted number one in the WNBA. You know, she was offered, I think it was $5 million by Ice Cube to play in his Big Three league. And you know the average salary in the WNBA? I'm not going to say this right, but like...
But that league is for people that are retired.
In the pros. Pro basketball players that have retired, they're playing in
but
the
But she's
Big
not
three.
Retired.
No, but the WNBA, her rookie salary is going to be a total of $338,000 for 4 years. That's her rookie contract. And Ice Cube offered her $5 million.
To leave the WNBA?
To not go into
the
NBA and go into the Big Three.
But she's too young for that. Why would she do that?
No, she could have done it. At the end of the day.
But she said no.
Well, I think the more professional approach, if your dream is to be a pro athlete, her dream was to play in the WNBA.
Exactly.
What do you think about something like that? If you had a child, you have to follow that. They're going to make, she's an adult in college now, right? But what do you think about that? If you were in that position, you have that much of a salary disparity. You could have made that much to go to a league. It's hard enough to make it in the pros, right? What if you get injured first year? What if it's a career-ending injury? You're done. You don't play anymore. Could happen. Happens to tons of male pro athletes all the time. Happens to female athletes all the time.
What I think she should have been offered more than $5
million. $5 million is a lot.
What are the guys getting?
In Big Three, I have no idea, but those are retired athletes.
So, okay.
If you're talking about pro NBA, it's not a comparison. They've already talked about that. Okay. It's awful. What the NBA players get versus WNBA, it's laughable.
But nobody from the NBA is trying to recruit her. So this league...
You can't be recruited.
I get it.
It's a male league.
Okay, so this league is female and male or is just male?
No, which one? Big Three?
The Big Three? Is she going to be playing with guys?
I don't know that. I didn't know the specifics of that. I just know that she... was offered, I think it was $5 million to go into the Big Three.
Okay.
But you're playing with retired pros.
No.
Versus being a pro in your own right, out the gate.
But I think the conversation should be...
Against her idols in WNBA.
I think she's too young to do that right now. I think she has time to do that later on. If her dream is to change the game.
But that dollar amount won't stay there if she doesn't sustain the level of play in the pros.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine. Anyways, and I can guarantee you those guys from Big Three are making more than $5 million anyways. So she's still being underpaid.
I don't know. Depends.
Number one. And number two, I think she should try to really do what is the lady from soccer that was very vocal when it came to pay, just retired, the short hair blonde, Rapone. She was very, very, very much vocal, you know, and outspoken about the... salary disparity, and I think some changes were made. So I think that this girl has not a responsibility because it shouldn't be on her, but because of her exposure and ability, and because she is now developing a level of fame and awareness bigger than the rest, she is a perfect advocate to be like, guys, this is my dream. I have worked my entire life to accomplish being a part of this league, but the money is absolutely disrespectful.
Well,
and we need to unite. Either we get paid or we don't play.
Well, that's what they're hoping for, but it's a little bit, it's not as black and white as you're saying.
Because it's about advertisers. So the advertisers are going to say,
the league isn't worth as much. So there's not as much money to pay.
Now, excuse me. Because everybody's saying that WNBA is actually even more profitable or is in very close to becoming as profitable as the NBA, and people are like packing those stadiums, and it's becoming huge.
I don't know if it's true that they are selling out at the dollar amount that the male pro athlete side of it is, as the female athlete side. I don't know what those advertising dollars look like. I just know it's a bigger conversation. But what I do know is that they are hoping that she is this differentiator that's going to sort of bring, because it was already proven during the NCAA tournament, and I was witness to this. I was part of this. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I cared about the women's side of the bracket more than the men's side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. I didn't even watch the men's side of the bracket.
And I'm assuming thousands of people felt the same thing.
It was huge.
Exactly.
It was one of the biggest.
So it's undeniable. What are we talking about?
It was the biggest
then?
In college. They're hoping that attention is drawn to the WNBA, that she is sort of that ticket that brings the stature up as far as the advertisers coming on board, bringing in more money that will bring up the salaries for all of the girls in WNBA. Yeah. If Caitlin can go there and show up and be the young rookie star that they're hoping she can be.
But it shouldn't be just Caitlin. Again, everybody's putting way too much pressure on her shoulders.
No,
I'm sure there are at least five or six that are that talented.
There are a bunch that are incredibly talented, but this particular girl has drawn the, she broke so many records. She has drawn the attention.
Is she the really tall one?
No, she's not.
Is she the African American with the lashes?
No, that's Angela Reese. She got drafted lower. She's also very good.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of girls that are getting attention.
Yes, but this is the girl that had broken so many records and did things that were sort of unthinkable in this space, right? With her 3-point shooting, etc. She almost like the Steph Curry in a way of college, you know, women's basketball, right? So she comes in, hopefully she brings up the fan. I'm very curious. I would like to see her first WNBA game and see how she does. So bringing in new eyeballs, new viewership to bring in more money and help overall with that salary disparity. I think it'd be great. I'm just curious how you would feel if you were offered that kind of money out of college to pass it up, to stay on course. Now, listen, she's already going to be making millions from sponsorships.
Stay on course.
She's already going to make millions from sponsorships.
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. $5 million is not enough.
And that's where I think women in the sport can definitely capitalize, because sponsorships love females, right? So you're out there as a female face getting young girls to pick up the basketball. You're worth a lot of money in the advertising world.
Yeah, she's going to be fine.
I think she did make the right decision.
I just hope that there's a lot of them that can create the same amount of buzz so they can all unite and say either things change or we're not playing.
I don't know if it's that easy. Because I don't know that, that there's a ton of money sort of being held back from the players at that level. I don't
Eric
know the logistics.
Winter, did you read this whole thing over here?
Which
did
one?
You read this, just so you understand? Women's NCAA championship scores more viewers than men's final for the first time ever.
I was
so
part of
that.
So
what are we talking about?
You're not talking about WNBA. You're talking about women's national title. It's college. It's different. We're not at the WNBA level yet. That's what it's moving to. You're missing the, this is college basketball. I'm talking about pros. WNBA is pro.
So she right now,
she just got drafted number one out of college
for the WNBA.
To play in the pros. Yes.
Oh, I thought the WNBA games where we had more viewership or equivalent this is college.
Yes. And by the way, she probably, not probably, I guarantee you on her NIL deal, which is now the new way that college athletes can make money, she was making more money, I guarantee you, at Iowa than she's making right now going into WNBA.
No way.
Guarantee you. The male side of college sports, I can't think of his name. The guy that's going to probably go number one as a quarterback that played at USC. He was making like, they were saying his NIL deal in college, he was making like $7 million a year, $6 million a year playing in college. He'll make more that he played in college than going first.
But I thought when you're playing college, you cannot get paid.
That is a new thing that happened, I think, a couple years now ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Kind of weird.
It's called an NIL deal. It's great because all these college athletes have been getting screwed throughout the years, not making a single dollar while the colleges are making tons of money on their likeness, on their sport, on their playing, them getting injured. They don't get a dollar. So the NIL deal is a great thing.
So my apologies, I didn't know what I was talking about. Anyways.
I was fighting with somebody. Arguing with something else.
The conclusion is that she did good.
I hope she succeeds. I want her to do it.
Yeah. Taking $5 million and letting go of her dreams when she can potentially make five times that, it was a smart decision. Isn't this beautiful? The former teacher reunites with students decades after saying they should watch solar eclipse together. So about 100 former students reunited at the former science teacher's house for the April 8th eclipse. Isn't that crazy? In 1978, he told his students, when this happens in 2024, we should all get together. And 100 of them showed up at his house. What an amazing, amazing thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The only thing I'd say is that solar eclipse wasn't that incredible.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What we saw here in California wasn't that great.
We didn't see it here.
Certain places were actually pretty cool.
Amazing.
Here was pretty mild.
You were not meant to see it over here. You were supposed to see it over there.
I know.
The triangle was more of like the east and
I know.
East,
there was other places south. Where you saw it.
Yeah, so what are you talking about? Don't discredit.
They were in one of those great places. Where were they?
You know that was like life-changing.
They were in New York. So
that eclipse was incredible.
They probably saw it great in New York.
It changed everything energetically. Everything.
Did it really change everything energetically?
It will.
You're still saying you're moping around in bed. Do you feel better after this?
It was the eclipse.
But it's past.
No, but eclipse it brings up very strong feelings.
And why are you still moping?
Because my feelings were negative.
But they're still negative.
No, They're not negative.
I thought when the eclipse passed, your feelings were supposed to have shifted.
No, no.
Is Mercury retrograde?
I don't think so. The 20 something.
So is that the day you're going to decide to turn it around?
That day.
But you're going to say that it's because Mercury left retrograde?
I am regida por la luna. Me sorprendió.
I don't know you said. But wait, you're going to wait for that day to say Mercury's not in retrograde, that you're going to turn your mood around?
I don't know when I'm
going
to turn.
How about
I'm going through menopause. I'm going through menopause. Leave
How
me
about
alone.
It has nothing to do with that?
What about my lower back kicking?
Must be retrograde.
My stomach kicking.
Must be retrograde.
I went through a WebMD rabbit hole yesterday thinking like
but you
Googling
do that every
lower
time.
Back pain. Is it my ovaries? Is it my, what is it?
Who
is
else
it,
out there does that? Tries to self-diagnose themselves by
everybody.
This is ridiculous. Go to a doctor.
Everybody.
Not everybody.
I have to make a lot of doctor's appointments.
Blanket statement.
Anyways, what
this
about
this retrograde thing? I don't know if I buy into any of that stuff. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I hear it, but I mean, really? You think Mercury's worried about what's going on here?
Yeah.
Really?
You just don't understand.
I just don't get it. You could just choose
your
to be
life
a good
is
mood
just
today.
Like, let me just be good looking and do the rookie. That's
what?
Your life.
First of all, thank you for saying I'm good looking. You never say I'm good looking, so thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
What do you mean I never say you're good looking?
I appreciate the compliment.
Like, you
that
are incredibly handsome.
For you to say, but thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, listeners
I'm
of
joking.
The He Said, Ella Dijo podcast, how do I speak about my husband?
How do you speak about him?
Yeah, how do I say about
when
him?
When Mercury
and
is not in retrograde, how do you
And how
speak
he should
me?
Be a superhero and how I've waited all these years. Like, I knew this was going to happen for him to have the opportunity to break out because he's just talented. Like, you know what? How many episodes have we done of Hisa Yaradijo? I want everybody to study the 200 something episodes of Hisa Yaradijo and put on a balance what Rosalind says about her husband and what Eric says about his wife and see where is that balance going to tip. Anyway.
Wow. This is all retrograde talk right now.
Retrograde is on fire. You're
so retrograded right now.
I am retrograded. Estoy bien retrógrada. Bien retrógrada. Okay. ¿Qué será
Mercury. Retrograde. You got to pick up your game.
Pick up your game. Oye, man.
Well.
Running like a Rick can.
Oh, no.
Swinging like a clutch. Sé que me estás mirando, baby. You can't touch.
Okay. Made it.
Mom says she got dress coded at library story time for wearing sweater and jeans. So a judgmental teacher looked at her and saying, what are you wearing?
You should know better.
You should know better.
With librarians.
Because she's taking pictures. She's showing us pictures and it's jeans and a sweater. So what is the ladies, just shush it. Why do people have to be so judgmental? Well, who cares? It's retrograde. And you say that the moon doesn't affect behavior.
People just need to let people be.
I know.
And not have a comment or judgment about what they're doing. Unless they're directly impacting you, let's just all get along. Until next time, pick up your game. And love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said, Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos
para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.